So there are so many people in Adobe Room. I'm very happy to see program working group being so active. Maybe we can start. If that's okay for everyone. Then, yes, let's start with the most exciting part. As you may have guessed, I'm stepping down as the chair of the program working group. Of course, I feel really upset leaving you. But unfortunately, that's what I must do, and I'm sure that it will do a lot of good to the program working group, because we definitely need some new vision and new approach to the meetings. So, according to our charter, the new chair of the program working group is or must be accepted by the council, but we as a group definitely have the right to choose somebody from our own group. And well, here I, as a now ex-chair of the working group, I would like to nominate Alejandra Reynosa from Guatemala, from .gt. She's been very active. She has introduced these meetings to Google Calendar, and always works tirelessly trying to improve our communication with the community. So this is my proposal. If there are any other nominations, any other proposals, any comments, now it's time to speak up. So any comments anyone wants to probably step forward yourself? So if not, then another question. Do you support the proposal? Will you support Alejandra as the new chair of the program working group? Okay, Sanna, Hiro, thank you. Peter, Barak, Eberhard is observer, and will, I think, promises to observe her. Andre and Svetlana, that's good. So thank you very much for your support. Tomorrow we have a council call, and I will try to convene to the council the wish of and support of the program working group to Alejandra. So thank you very much, and Alejandra, I wish you a lot of strength, and I'm sure that your wisdom and your pragmatic approach to things will help us to develop even further. So thank you very much. Yes, Alejandra, I think, well, according to the procedure, I should ask you if you agree to accept the challenge.
Well, thank you very much for everyone's support, and yes, I do accept the challenge, and I hope I'll do a good job with your help.
Thank you very much. I'm definitely sure that, absolutely sure that you will do excellent job. So thank you very much. Thanks to the Program Working Group for your support. Alejandra, if you allow me, well, since you're officially not the chair yet, but I think we're definitely halfway through that thing. If you allow me, I will just try to keep going. I'll try to chair this meeting, starting from the next call, you will be totally, absolutely in charge.
Sure.
Thank you very much, Alejandra. So May I ask, so Kim, are you in charge of the slides? If you can, could you please change it to the one with, where we have the table with all the meetings. Yeah. Yeah, I didn't mean this one. The one where with all constituencies, the big table. Yeah, thanks. So, as you know, in Marrakesh, we'll have the first meeting of B type. Before, it was actually a couple of months ago, our program working group, we recommended that the council does not do anything at the moment. We just keep going with the meetings we are used to, and we see how this meeting B strategy evolves and how it works. Apparently, we'll need to do something even this year, so we can't just step back and watch and keep working as we're used to, because the board and Chris took the lead here, and they wanted to give a try to this meeting and see how what's going on and try to change something and try to get communities out of their silos. So so Kimberly does not have the slide. Okay, I'll try to locate it as far as so but okay, then probably put back the one you have. I hope that you can find that slide. So yeah, thank you. So the idea is that we had a call, I think 1 or 2 weeks after the meeting in Marrakesh. Chris organized a call where representatives from different communities were invited to discuss this meeting B structure. So the idea is that communities keep working in their silos, perhaps until something around 3, and then try to mix with others and try to do this cross-community work, discuss policies, discuss issues of our own, issues of interest for different communities. We were asked to submit some topics of common interests to Tanzanika from ICANN. She's apparently taking care of all these organization of the meetings. Alejandra. Not that one. Okay. Sorry for that. Yeah, that's Alejandra posted a link to the meeting strategy page where you can see the idea behind this, the whole idea behind this new strategy. So the idea is that we get out and meet with others. This is, I think, the one. The last link Alejandra located is the one. If you can click and open, especially the PDF thing. can everybody open the PDF or at least look at? They have the same in the page. So As you can see, currently it lists all the different activities by community. And we have some room for cross-community meetings. And the main idea there is to do some on the Monday, day one, they have outreach activities. Then on day two, cross-community collaboration and networking area, some topics, and they continue with cross-community collaboration network areas on Wednesday and Thursday, plus some topics. So communities were asked to propose some topics, so we did some brainstorming on that, and currently some topics of interest are commonly, well, we believe they are interesting for other communities as well. One thing, yeah, thank you, that's... Yeah, the short-term meeting does include Thursdays, responding to Peter's question. Sorry. Yes, as you can see, on Monday we have full day, tech day. Eberhard, any comments on that? So I hope it's... okay with you. I know that you have been very, very active in organizing the DNS sec, I think, on Monday morning and then tech day to the rest of the day. Yes, Eberhard.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to the other way. We connected DNS Tech Day, which is usually on a whole day, full day Wednesday, and Tech Day on a full day Monday, to condense this, that we will do DNS Tech in the morning and Tech Day in the afternoon until the evening, depending on how many presenters we have. So it may well go up to 8 o'clock. We will have lunch. DNS Tech usually has got sponsored lunch, so we will sneak onto that lunch early enough that they can get a ticket. Otherwise, we liaise a little bit with each other so that we don't have a duplication or that we can get overflow from the other, but mornings is organized by DNSSEC and afternoon is organized by Tech Working Group.
Okay, thank you very much, Eberhard. So Monday is... fully covered, as you can see, what other communities are doing. ALAC is planning to do some outreach. The board will not have, at least they do not foresee any meetings with separate meetings with separate communities. They just want to meet with all and discuss various issues. GAC, they plan to have, they have their own face-to-face meeting of their own working groups. The only meeting with other communities they're planning on are, as you can see, it's on, if I remember correctly, on Wednesday with the GNSO. They want to talk about the PDP, current PDP, and apparently they talk about the future new GTLD calls. So that's perhaps that's what happened. I have sent email to Thomas, the chair of the GAC, and I tried to highlight two things that we would like to discuss with GAC. That one thing is about this CCTLD survey. They've surveyed, they have a working group, they worked on a survey on CCTLDs and their relations to with their respective governments. Peter knows about that that survey. Unfortunately, we still haven't got it. It's out of the working group, and it's now I don't know the entire GAC or I don't know their procedures, but it's still not available for us. We can't. We still haven't seen it, but we believe that as soon as we get the survey, there will be questions we would like to ask and probably something we'd like to discuss with the GAC. So this is one thing. Another is about the implementation of FOI. Becky and Keith started working on it. So this is also something that would be interesting for us to discuss with GAC. I haven't received any response yet. Okay, we'll, I think, keep pressing and ask if GAC is willing and ready to meet with us. But at this point, as you can see, clearly they want to meet only with GNSO. But this is something, this is the work that we're still carrying, hoping that to change at least something. Then, well, GNSO, that's, they talk about their own PDPs, yes, of course. Well, now the question is, what are we going to do? The initial idea is that we keep going with our usual stuff. It's Tuesday and Wednesday. We'll have our two blocks of this stewardship transition implementation discussions. This is something that we have to discuss amongst ourselves. Yes, Peter, you have a question.
Thank you, Katrina. It's a pretty fundamental one, and maybe I missed something along in the previous discussions. But I'm really struggling with this whole concept, and I'm not even sure if this call is the right time or opportunity to raise this. But we've always started from the assumption that we would be reducing the meeting time for the B meeting. In Marrakesh, some people already started talking about a B+, which would have been including the Sunday to the scheduled meeting. But this effectively adds yet another day to the most typical of ICANN schedules that we've seen in the last 10 years. Well, what am I missing? This is not a shorter meeting, it's a longer meeting. And I'm happy to discuss potential content for it, but at least I would like to understand better how we suddenly got from we'll have a shorter meeting to we have a longer meeting and it's a fait accompli and we're going to fill an even longer agenda.
I'm afraid I'm not the person who can answer the question, but at least I can try. I think it's not just about the length of the meeting, it's also about the volume, if I may say so. They expect much less people to the meeting B. I have no clue how they have come up with the idea that less people will come to the meetings if there's no opening ceremony and no public forum. I don't know. Probably it will work. So far, I don't know who are the people who won't come to the ICANN meeting in Helsinki. But I think we'll just see what happens. Yes, but I think that they always expected to have a Thursday meeting as a meeting day. So the idea was that meeting B starts on Monday and is 4 full days. So Sunday, well, at least initially, Sunday, according to the plan, Sunday is not included. But yes, Peter, you are right. In Marrakesh, many constituencies started complaining and saying that They need Sunday, they need separate rooms for meetings in silos and so on and so on. So I think the only way we can proceed with our meetings as we intend them on Tuesday and Wednesday. Then we can have after 3. We can have these meetings with, we have discussions with where we can invite everybody from other communities to participate. And speaking about topics, we have 3 topics at the moment. One is our SOAC accountability, because apparently it will also be a very hot topic during implementation. It's not only ICANN that is accountable, it's also organizations that must be accountable. This is one thing. Another thing is that our SOP working group has worked tirelessly and did a great job in pushing ICANN with its financial figures and with financial plans. So currently the SOP, they are happy with the way ICANN handles finances, but financial part. But there's now it's time to that we start paying attention to the strategical part. So operational part. So and start asking questions if all the activities that ICANN is performing are really so necessary. So this is another topic that we would like to discuss with other communities, at least start discussing and start asking questions. And third one is a legal thing. Discussed with Ann-Katrin from Norway and Peter regarding some lawyers thing. Those lawyers are specific people, and they would like to, perhaps they could find topics of common interest. And and currently we have proposed this who is accuracy and privacy issues. Peter, I believe that's the old hand of yours. Or is there anything else you'd like to add? Yeah, thank you. So, 3 topics. So, I think we should go on. We just tried to fill in the agenda with the stuff we have until 3. Until all, at least this maybe, 3. And then after 3 on Tuesday and Wednesday, we could have some discussions, roundtable discussions, plenaries, or anything that where we could invite others to participate. If they come, fine. If they're not interested, it's also fine with us. We definitely can have picked the subjects we would be interested in discussing ourselves. So, this is as good as it gets. We're still, I think we'll have some other calls regarding some coordination between among the communities. This will be the first meeting B. And then we'll see. But I think that initially it was planned to have 4 days. Yeah. So, and that's what we have, 4 days, no opening, no public forum, and not so many people. That's the plan. Will it work? We'll see. But our task, the task of us as a program working group, is to ensure that our members get enough information, that we provide everything that they expect. So any comments, any questions, any suggestions? Yeah, Eberhard noted in the chat room that this current table is not accurate. Well, apparently they do not see much difference between DNSSEC and TechDay. So, any comments? Anyone wants to? Alejandro, maybe you want to add something from the call. You also participated in the call with other constituencies. Okay, Andre has to leave. Thank you very much for joining. Bye-bye. Okay. Eberhard noted that Tech Day is going to the wild, so to speak, and they are not CCNSO anymore. So they are definitely more than the CCNSO. They're inviting people from other constituencies, which is, I think, excellent. And Tech Day is starting its own life. So, any comments? Anything you'd like to ask, add, or anything? No.
Yes, I do have a question.
Yes, please.
This is Alejandra. Mm-hmm. Regarding the schedule, only from our community, we have a red line for cross-community work, so we are not planning on putting anything just for CCNSO there, right? So the meeting will end at 3, approximately.
Sorry, I'm afraid I did not get the question. Could you speak a little bit higher, because louder, please, because it's hard to hear.
Okay.
Eberhard, could you please mute your, because apparently your mic is on.
Do you hear me now?
Yes, please.
Okay. On the schedule that was displayed at the beginning of the meeting with only CCNSO sessions, we have a red line that says that this is cross-community topics. Are we planning those topics, or the CCNSO meeting ends at 3:15, and then we go to the town hall room or something?
Well, I think the way I see this is that there will be this cross-community meeting room, and based on this, proposals received from different communities, they will set up something there. So if everybody who will be interested in those topics, they will go to this cross-community meeting room. Then I think, we could just keep going until 3, and then after 3 we can invite, our meetings are open anyway. So if anybody wants, they can come. But if somebody is just, but if they want us to go out of our silos, yes, after 3 we are out, we're in our room, but everybody can come to us. But perhaps we have to submit something to these. TBD. We can, for example, state that this is our, update, and then after 3, for example, we have joint sessions with other SOs, ACs. But now, when everybody is planning joint sessions with others, it's. I'm not quite clear how they're going to organize it. But I think we can invite everybody. Yes, I think so. We should plan sessions from 3:30, unless there are other suggestions. It's just, we're all stubbing in the dark. Yes, Joachim.
Hi, Katrina and Alejandra. I'm not absolutely sure and certain what will happen after 3 p.m. However, if the cross-community topics are not of relevance to the CCNSO, I presume there will be no objection to us continuing to plan our schedule independently. However, that is something that still needs to be defined and that is not yet clear at this point in time.
Yeah. So now we see another document. Okay. So Monday, it's again quite clear. It's a tech day, and I think many people from our community are very interested in this event. Then Tuesday, I think, at least at this point, we just go on with the same plan. We stick to our usual meetings. So we can start by the welcoming and an opening and then have some updates from working groups. For example, some presentations from about marketing, and then after lunch, we will need to discuss different policy-related items and implementation of CWG stewardship proposal. Definitely need to explain to the community what it means and what to be expected. Then, again, on Wednesday, we go on with our own work until 3, and after 3, we'll have this cross-community thing. Yes, and as I already mentioned, there are, board is not going to meet going to meet only with with all communities, no separate meetings with separate communities, and then GAC, as I told you, it's not clear yet. Yeah, we have proposed Thursday for these discussions, as I told you, there's no feedback yet. Council meeting, it's still not clear whether we have it on Thursday or perhaps we'll have it on Monday. So, any comments? Any more comments? Okay, it's your old hand, unless it's a new one. Yes, thank you. Anyone wants to say anything? So what's your feeling about meeting B? How do you feel about mingling with other communities? People, please say something. Yes, thank you, Sanna. Welcome to Helsinki. Yes, I hope you will be there talking to other lawyers, discussing who is accuracy and privacy issues. So, anything else? Oh, please speak up. There's no need to type. You can speak. No, we don't have any presentations. You have to start working on it. So, everybody, Yes, Sanna.
Hi, Katrina. This is...
Hello. Sanna, you have your hand up. Sanna, we don't hear you. If you're talking, if you're not, please, the floor is yours. Okay, Samna, we don't hear you. No, we can't. But at least I can't. I don't know, maybe somebody can.
Katrina, this is Bart. Can you put me in queue as well? Because I'm on this on audio.
Okay, yes. Okay, yes, Bart, please.
Can you hear me now?
Yes,
can hear you now.
Yes, we could.
Yes, Katrina. Good. Hi, this is Sanna from Helsinki, Finland. About the legal session, who takes care of the presentations now? Is it me again, or was it Peter, or who?
It is you. Well, unless
it's me.
The new chair changes anything, I don't know. But you can agree on new arrangements.
Because there were good proposals for topics I saw about who is and privacy. So
but
I believe that
is for the discussion. That's for the discussion with other communities. And that's for something something else. Yes, Bart, you wanted to say something.
Yes, if there is agreement on the high-level overview of the sessions on Tuesday and Wednesday, it might be an idea to select session chairs, and that the session chairs together with staff starts soliciting presentations and or a theme for example, for the marketing session, legal session, and the other sessions. So we can really start working on putting a more detailed schedule together rather sooner than later, so we can publish it by the end of April. So if the program working group can agree on the high-level schedule at least for the Tuesday and Wednesday until 3 o'clock, then we can start working on it. And then appoint or select session chairs and then start together with the Alejandra and the session chairs can seek presentations and themes.
Yes, thank you, Bart. We have this outline on our screens at the moment. So, and I'm not hearing or seeing any objections. So, or any proposals how to update this. So, if how does this look to you? Does this outline look okay? If it does, we can continue well, according to the plan suggested by Bart. So, any okay, I will just recap it for everyone. On Tuesday, we have introduction to the meeting. Then we start with some updates from working groups, and we definitely need chairs of working group to request slots if they want to give an update. Then IANA update. After coffee break, we have some presentations from our CCTLDs. Perhaps on their marketing activities. Then after lunch break, we will talk about implementation of the proposals, stressing some items that are specific to CCNSO so that our people understand what to expect, the timeline, and so on. On Wednesday morning, we have legal sessions and update from regional organizations if they are willing to say anything. Then CCTLD news session, And maybe if there are any requests from other working groups, not SOP working group, have an update. And, well, let's see what happens on Thursday if we meet with GAC or with other communities. So, any objections, any suggestions, anything you'd like to add to the agenda? And, of course, we will have to work on these cross-community discussions separately. It's just also three. Yes, so Sanna agrees to send out call for volunteers for legal session. What we are going to do with marketing session, Alejandra, will you still take care of that session or will be too much for you? Okay, Alejandra will take care of marketing session. Then I think Alejandra, together with Joke, will work on this implementation part. It's on Tuesday and Wednesday. And I think Bart will need help from you, too, on this one. So?
Yes, and maybe this is Bart again. Add my yep. name and maybe Alan McGilvery's name as well.
Yes, definitely we'll need Alan's help. Okay, so have we already sent out a request for working group chairs if they want to give an update? Kim or Joke? Maybe you can comment on that. Well, if not, okay, Joke said not yet. I think we could also do that. So, and of course we'll need to call for volunteers for CCTLD news session. Okay. Yeah, the plan is that we have at least some outline for the meeting by the end of April. So it's up to the new chair to set up a doodle poll for the next call of program working group. Okay. So, next one is about meeting satisfaction survey after our meeting in Marrakesh. I hope you all had time to have a look at the feedback on feedback document prepared by Joke, and then Alejandra and I, we commented. So if you want to comment to add anything to the document, so please do so till the end of this week. And then if everything's fine, we can send it to the mailing list for our members to see. One of the things that if there's one there's one thing that people propose, it's about how to handle these surveys in future. Those of you who were here a couple of years ago when we changed the format of the survey, we had before we had a survey after each day, and we asked people to give their evaluate actually each and every presentation of that day, which actually didn't give us much information, because even if people didn't like a specific presenter or presentations, there's no way we can influence presenters if they do not want to Well, if they wanted to give another presentation, we can't say, well, people didn't like you, so we don't want you to give presentations at our meetings. It's not working that way. Of course, we, as the outcome of this survey, we created guidelines for presenters. Well, guideline is not a good word here. So we try to encourage people to follow some good practice. If it's not working, it's not working. So I don't think we should have this evaluation of each presentation. But again, it's up to the group to decide. Should we have it after every day? That's another question, yeah. This is probably something worth discussing. I do not know what additional information this could give. Probably just people could say, yeah, I like that, I did not like that. It's harder for them to remember what happened a day ago if they have one survey for both days. Yeah, well, if this is something we think it's really worthwhile to explore or just to change. Yeah, this is something we could consider. But maybe this the whole idea of survey should be changed, and maybe we should ask different questions. And because the number of responses is very, very low. I'd say it's it gives us more information than before, but not so. The activity is very, very low. Yeah, this is something to think about. You do not have to answer it now, but this is perhaps something to think, and maybe if it take into account that now it's the first meeting B, maybe we could ask something. Something to try introduce and just try to ask what they think about this meeting B and how they want it to be organized. So this is something that we could try. Again, don't answer now. This is something to think about for the next call, perhaps. Maybe we could try to use some other means, for example, some polls in Adobe Room, and for discussions or for our own calls. Yeah, it's something that we could react and say yes, you'd like it, or no, you do not like it. Yes, Alejandra.
Thank you, Katrina. I guess that Yoki has some suggestions for the poll. So maybe she can elaborate a little bit about it.
Yes, Yoki, please.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, many thanks for giving me the floor, Katrina. Indeed, it was actually Kim that had this brilliant idea. There is an option available in Adobe Connect where you could do surveys, live polling during the meeting itself. One of the requirements is that the participants need to be online in Adobe Connect, so they need to be present in the Adobe Connect room. However, we can do live polling at any moment in time. It might be logistically challenging to do it after every presentation. However, after every meeting day is indeed an option. And if you agree, we prepared a short live test. Kim, you could maybe launch this poll at this moment in time, and maybe you would like to add some information regarding this possibility.
So, can you hear me? I'm sorry about that. So the idea of the polling is just to get people engaged while they're in the room, while we have them captive. what you see on the screen now is not what I see. As a host, I can actually see the polling results. So if you guys want to take a vote now, we see on my side, I can see actually two people voted, three people voting now. So what I can do here is I can broadcast the results, or I can just see it privately. So if I broadcast the results, you're going to be able to see who's all voting right now. There's different ways to vote. There's multiple choice. There's multiple answers. Then there's also short answers. So let me show you this one. So this is one question. If everybody had a chance to vote, I'll throw up the next poll. Everyone wants to take a moment to vote there as well. Again, you're not seeing the votes, but I am, and I can broadcast that to you as well so you can see how everyone is voting. And then there is the option to do a short answer poll. So you can actually type in your answer as well. So what I can do as a host on the backside, I can run a fairly simple report that I can send back to you on how people are voting. It's because these are simple polls, there's not a whole lot of reporting that can be done. But once these polls are ended, then I can go in the back end and send you the results.
Okay, thank you very much, Kim.
Sure.
Well, yeah, we can definitely try something like that. Maybe we could make the meetings more interactive by asking people questions. I think we had the idea once, but didn't work well. But we still can try. I think maybe now people use Adobe more actively, so it could work, and we can start introducing something like that. I think it's a very good idea, so thank you. Any other feedback? No? Okay, anything else? Anything else you would like to add to the discussion? If any other business? Jörg, is it your old kind? Yep. No, that's fine. Okay, so if no other comments, no other business, then let me, I'll try to summarize what we've discussed. So, one thing, we asked the CCNSO Council to accept Alejandra as the new chair of the program working group. Next, we issue a call for volunteers for three sessions, the CCTLD news, marketing session, and legal session, and the proposal was to put them all into one call, so not to spam people mailboxes. I think that's a good idea. Then next. So what did we have next? We all try to comment on the feedback, and if you have any comments, please do not hesitate to send them in by the end of the week. Then next week, Alejandra can send the document to the community. Then the idea is to get to get at least first draft of agenda by the end of April, so it would be good to have at least something. Then we need, Alejandra apparently will give the sign when it's time to issue doodle poll for the next call. Well, most probably after we have at least some volunteers with their presentations. Anything else I forgot? Yes, and Alejandra, Joke, Bart, and Alan work on shaping these discussions around implementation. It's still not clear about these afternoon or evening, let's call them evening sessions, when others expect us to go out of our silo. So Alejandra and I will try to get as much feedback or as much information from others as possible. So we'll try to keep our hand on the pulse here. And yeah, what else? Yeah, well, definitely we need to think about the survey. And I think we could try at least ask some questions to the audience, what they want, what they do not want. So, anything else? So, Sanna, thank you very much for your kind words. It's with great sorrow that I'm leaving you, but definitely I think we'll have a good collaboration in the future as well. So thank you, Peter, and well, thank you, Alejandra, and everybody. I expect that you all will stay on the program working group. Maybe something to think about. Maybe we need to issue another call, invite new people to this group. But again, this is something that you have to discuss and think about. I definitely would like to thank you for being such a great team, and thank you for all your support. And I wish all of the best, all the luck, and everything that I just can think of to Alejandro. So really, I'm sure that you will do excellent job as always. So thank you very much for your support, for being on the calls, and for your active participation in discussions. Okay, maybe not always, but I know that you did all the best, and whenever your support was needed, you were there to provide it. So thank you very much. Thank you for being on this particular call. So if there's nothing more, then I think it's just, an hour long discussion. I think it was very fruitful. Yes, not everything is clear, I must admit. As I already said, we're just walking in the dark and then no idea what will happen. But I'm sure that whatever happens, we will be in a good shape, and we will serve our community, and everything will just be wonderful. So with such team, it's impossible to fail. So thank you very much, and see you around in Helsinki. So
bye-bye. Thank you.
Yes, thank you, and goodbye.